In this bulletin, job creation, the central focus of tonight's federal budget. Victoria records 15 new coronavirus cases and one death. And Australia foreshadows playing a mixture of young and experienced players in the Bledisloe Cup match against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government is pitching tonight's federal budget as giving Australians hope for the future. Women and young people, hardest hit by the economic impact of the coronavirus, are expected to be a central focus. The budget will contain a wage subsidy for unemployed young people whom bosses hire. Workers in female-dominated industries like hospitality and retail have been amongst the most severely impacted by the coronavirus lockdowns. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says in times of rising unemployment, the government is focused on jobs.
When Australians, Mr Speaker, look at what the Treasurer has to say tonight, what they will hear is a hope for the future. What they will hear is their jobs being more secure and the jobs that they're looking for to become more real, Mr Speaker. That is our plan. To secure those jobs, to keep those jobs, and to build those jobs for the future, Mr Speaker.
The opposition is accusing the government of hypocrisy over the high levels of spending anticipated in the federal budget. The budget is set to reveal a record deficit and soaring debt. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government must explain its change of tune after criticising the Labor government's stimulus measures during the global financial crisis.
The government needs to explain the contradiction and the fact that it for years has spoken economic nonsense. The government also needs to explain why it was that during the global financial crisis they opposed all of the economic stimulus measures, including infrastructure investment. They showed such opportunism and destructive action.
Interest rates have remained on hold at a record low level of 0.25%. They've been at that level since March. Victoria recorded 15 new COVID-19 cases and one additional death. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says most of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks. He says cases from an outbreak at Melbourne's Chadstone Shopping Centre have spread as far as Kilmore and Benalla in regional Victoria.
I don't like to see a number that's in double figures and not in single figures. No one obsesses over the daily numbers more than me or my team. But they are, again, predominantly related to known cases, to outbreaks. And we have to get on top of these outbreaks to really drive these numbers down. The Chadstone outbreak is an illustration, again, of just how significantly this can spread far and wide and the particular challenges we have in outbreak management.
There have now been 895 deaths in Australia from COVID-19, with 807 of them coming from Victoria. The rolling average of coronavirus cases in metropolitan Melbourne over the last 14 days is now 10.6. A newly appointed senator has vowed to bring justice to Indigenous Australians affected by police brutality. Lydia Thorpe has been sworn in and becomes Victoria's first Indigenous senator. She takes the seat of former Greens leader Richard Di Natale and is the party's first Indigenous parliamentarian. Senator Thorpe is calling for an end to Indigenous deaths in custody.
We need justice. We need justice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander across this country. I bring with me a message stick with 441 names or markings that represent the 441 deaths in custody.
In rugby union, Australian fly half Matt Tamua has praised the squad's young players ahead of the first Bledisloe Cup test match against New Zealand on Sunday. New Zealand has dominated the annual Bledisloe Cup series against Australia in recent years, with Australia not having held the trophy since 2002. Tamua says he expects Australia to play a mix of veterans and young players in their team as they balance the need to try and beat a powerful New Zealand side with the need to develop players for the future.
And one thing the young guys here do all right is they've got a ton of confidence. Look, I don't think anyone would be disrespecting the Bledisloe team and naming a team full of debutants. But in saying that, we've got to develop players and develop a squad for the future as well. So I'm sure it'll be a balance.
Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing and 16. Early fog in Melbourne and rain developing, 18. Should be mostly sunny in Hobart, 17. Canberra, rain and 19 degrees. Wollongong, rain at times, 20. Sydney, possible late rain, 22. Newcastle, cloudy and 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, similar conditions, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a likely storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.